Hello and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. Today we're going to talk about how COVID-19 is being handled by a refrigeration contractor. In fact, a refrigeration contractor in New York City. So we're talking with Charlie Meisinger, who works for City Facilities Management. I hope you enjoy the conversation. And now we're going to bring in Charlie Meisinger, who is the Regional Field Manager of New York for City Facilities Management. Thanks for joining us today, Charlie.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, why don't you just tell me a little bit about your business?
Yes, we are City Facilities Management. We are our home office is located in Burlington, Massachusetts. We are a global company, and the company was formed in the UK in 1985. Now, what we do on my end is we service supermarket equipment. It's for supermarkets that we have in the New York area. But we also offer a total what we call a maintenance contract that we take care of the entire store. It could be lighting, floor tiles, plumbing, but that's another division. All right. What I'm involved with is the refrigeration and the HVAC.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's kind of wanted to talk to you today. At the news, we've covered a lot about how residential contractors are handling COVID, but really wanted to hear about the refrigeration contractor from you. Obviously, grocery stores have taken on an even more importance today. How has that demand affected your business?
We have not stopped working. We're actually thankful because of so many people being laid off, number one. But like you had mentioned, we are part of the essentials because it's food preservation and because we take care of the refrigerated cases, the walk-in boxes, and the heating and the cooling in the stores. Now, the thing is, what we do is with our guys, they have all the PPE equipment, which consists of the mask, the gloves, and we supply them with the wipes and the Purell. Now, what they're instructed to do, which they're doing, thank God, is they wear everything going into the store. And by the way, Kyle, it's mandatory in New York. The governor passed the state law that you have to wear a mask when you're outside.
Okay.
So, which is good. Which is good. And the guy goes in. He'll take care of the service call. He comes out. He washes his hands. He'll go to his truck, wipe down the tools, put the tools away, put the Purell on. And then we've also incorporated where they wipe down the steering wheel, things that they touch in their service van every day. And the guys have been doing well. And as far as when we have to service fixtures on the floor, meat case, reach and frozen food case, they block off the area that they're working in. Not to stop the shoppers from going up and down, just enough room where, we have that safe distancing. And that's how we're working it right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if it's anything, I mean, you're in New York, we're right in the middle of it. I'm out here in Detroit. Remember the run on grocery stores, especially when this first started. Did that affect you guys at all in getting into the stores since it seemed like a little bit of a zoo in there?
No, it didn't affect us at all. It was business as usual. They place their service calls, and, we have certain response times that we have to go by, and it's been working out well. But what the stores did, the group that we service, they cut their hours back. They go from, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at night, where a lot of them were 24 hours. And, they're trying to protect their people also, and we get it. And that's protecting us.
Sure. And like you said, obviously, HVAC, the refrigeration world, is a essential business. But also maybe not what the tech signed up for when they got the gig. What was the reaction from employees and staff, and kind of how did you navigate those waters?
What we did was we explained what we knew, what was going on with the virus, and then we just made sure we keep constant supplies of the gloves, the masks, the Purell, and the wipes. We do an inventory every week through all our techs. And then we send this into the home office, and then, when they get the stuff, because for a while there it was hard getting, the gloves, because everybody was getting them, and it was in high demand. But it seemed to have calmed down a little bit. So as I mentioned, we do inventory every week. We do it by Wednesday, and the guys got this stuff by Friday.
Okay. And then did you move everyone else home, the folks that aren't actually going out in the field?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's nobody in our office. Everybody's working from home. That's correct.
Okay. And you said from a financial perspective, it really didn't affect you as much based on the type of businesses you're going in and working with, right?
No, that's correct. That's correct. Everybody's working full time, and thank God they're all getting a paycheck each week. So it's good stuff.
Any problems at all in regards to getting products? Obviously, in this COVID world, the distribution process can get a little hairy as well.
We've had no problem with the vendors that we use. What they have done is they've closed down. They're not open as late, and they're doing just like the restaurant. They're doing curbside orders. So we get them the PO, tell them the product that we need. We go to the supply house, and they bring it outside to us, which is fine. Yeah. And in our business, this was after hours. In other words, if we had a bad leak on a system, we would open up the supply houses after hours, you know, to pick up refrigerant or a compressor. They have eliminated all that. They don't want to do any after hours, and we're fine with that. You know, like I tell them, I says, we're protecting our people just like you're protecting yours, and we have to do that so we both stay in business.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I know we talked a little bit about this before we started recording here, but obviously being in New York, that area is on a lot of people's thoughts and well wishes. Want to just kind of give an update on where New York is today? We're recording this on a Wednesday afternoon here.
What the news is telling everybody is that the people that have been in the hospitals are slowly starting to go home. They're going to increase the testing in New York, you know, to move this along a little bit. It's coming. It's almost, Kyle, it's almost coming like it's at a plateau, but I'm not quite sure because, you know, this news, it changes every day. So.
Sure, sure.
But it sounds like it's improving, and I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah, great. And to pivot just for a second off the COVID, don't often, it's not quite often that I get to talk to refrigeration contractors. So interested in your aspect of the business, kind of what's your biggest concern or your biggest issue being a refrigeration contractor? What kind of keeps you up at night and makes you really think things through?
Well, it's, you know, we want to serve the client as best we can. And we do that through making sure, you know, our preventive maintenance is done. Like right now, we're getting ready for air conditioning season. So we're doing all that prep work. And bottom line, if you do your homework and you get your preventative maintenance done, you eliminate a lot of the calls. Is mechanical equipment going to fail? Absolutely. It happens at times. You know, there's no controlling over that. But the good thing is, most of our stores are all computerized. You know, I can dial up stores and look at them from home, or, you know, my supervisors do. And so we help out in that way. The summer, it just comes down to where, you know, that first hot day, everything's going crazy, you know, because the equipment's not used to it. All of a sudden it went from 50 degrees, now it's 90. So, you know, the equipment's not that smart. So it just reacts to it. And then we get our calls, and then it'll level out if we have consistent heat, and then it goes back to normal.
Great. Well, Charlie, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us and kind of.
Oh, absolutely, Carl. It's my pleasure. And if there's anything, you know, in the future, you got questions, feel free to call me. I have no problem helping out, you know, or giving, you know, additional information on what goes on.
So. Oh, great. I really appreciate it. Stay safe out there.
All right. You too. And thank you. Appreciate it.